The Hawaii Symphony is proud to announce its spring 2014 season, particularly after a most heartwarming fall series.
The great thing is that the fall season has been very well responded to. The audiences have been very supportive and plentiful.
The new executive director of the Hawaii Symphony, Jonathan Parrish, is stepping in on the upswing.
With one concert to go, we've already met our goal for ticket sales for the fall. So we will exceed our budgeted ticket sales, and that's great news. We just expect to do even better in the spring.
Parrish, a horn player, joined the symphony in 1998. As general manager of Chamber Music Hawaii, he's helped guide their development into a robust and reliable community presence. Parrish has also been a leader in the Symphony Musicians Committee through its recent struggles, when musicians, management, and the symphony board seemed at odds.
The idea is that we're all pulling in the same direction, and I think that the board hiring me is an indication of that. It's a signal to the community that the musicians, the board, the staff, we all want a successful orchestra, and we're all moving together to accomplish that.
The spring season opens in March with an all-Beethoven program, the Emperor Concerto you hear now, plus the Coriolan Overture and his Seventh Symphony under renowned Beethoven interpreter Gunther Herbig. Anne Akiko Myers returns in April with Prokofiev's Second Violin Concerto. Followed by Sarah Davis Buchner performing Bernstein's Piano Concerto on a program with Beethoven's Eroica Symphony. In May, the HSO's charismatic concertmaster Iggy Jang performs Mozart and Paganini. Followed by Yumi Kurosawa, said to be one of the most exciting performers on Japan's national instrument. She'll perform the world premiere of a concerto for koto and orchestra. Executive Director Parrish says their goals in programming are quality and variety.
Our classical series is still basically intact, and now we need to build the other elements of our programming that will allow us to serve the community more completely. I'm talking about some programming that appeals to a broader audience, to families.
The symphony plans to reach out to younger audiences and relaunch educational programming and Neighbor Island concerts.
The board chose to name this the Hawaii Symphony Orchestra because we want to serve the whole state. That's our goal. Like with any business, you need to develop a varied product line.
In the symphonic world, this means perhaps a John Williams program of film scores or performing with silent films or video.
There seems to be a turn in the donor base. We're getting some new gifts, we're getting some larger gifts, and of course we're going to be working very hard to begin now planning next season.
Berlioz's Symphonie Fantastique wraps the spring concert series. It looks safe to say the new Hawaii Symphony is on its way. Noe Tanigawa for Hawaii Public Radio.